Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to another edition of Ask Coach Perry. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. It's good to have you with us. A Monday edition and some more good news. We mentioned on Friday's Ask Coach Perry podcast that we've got an opportunity for you to win up for grabs. There is a Fitbit as well as the brand new Nokia Lumia 640. You can get your hands on that. All you need to do this week, okay, you're going out for a run regardless, just on social media, hashtag achieve more. So tell us what you did from a training perspective and then just hashtag achieve more. That's all you need to do. Pop that onto a tweet and who knows, you could be winning yourself a brand new Fitbit or a Nokia Lumia 640. Lindsay, great to have you back on, and a fabulous question from Elsie Nordea, and I think it's one that a lot of runners struggle with. She says she's battling with blisters, and particularly on the soles of her feet. She says she uses double inners, she rubs on lots of Vaseline, lots of walking, and less running. Would that help, or how can she go about sorting those blisters out?
Yeah, so look, there's a couple of things that need to be done, and it does depend a little bit exactly where the blisters are. So Vaseline, which she's already trying, is one of the things that normally works, but unfortunately, because the shoe is material, it will eventually absorb that petroleum jelly and then whatever or wherever it's catching or chafing on the shoe, you're going to get those blisters again. So there are a couple of options that can be explored. So the first is to make sure that the shoe is the right size. Okay. So if the shoe is too tight or if the shoe is too loose, so either too small or too big, both of those can lead to blistering. So what you want to do, put the shoe on, tie the laces so that they are reasonably snug, but not too tight. And you want to be able to fit your thumb between your heel and the shoe, but it shouldn't be loose. So you should be able to get your thumb in there without like really forcing it in, but it shouldn't be loose. So it should be a thumb. So if you've got that, then you're probably in the right pair of shoes. You're going to get a little bit of movement, but not too much. The next thing then is to have a look at the socks. Okay. You want really nice, thin, breathable socks. And if you are in the right pair of socks, but you're still getting blisters, then there are a few more options that you can exercise. Okay. So you can take a thin double layer sock. There are not too many stockists in South Africa that sell those, but if you get very thin double layer socks, then the friction will take place between the socks rather than between your foot and the sock or your foot and the shoe. Okay. So that's the first thing. And if the blistering is in the toes, you actually get socks now with individual toes. And so then the chafing again will happen between the socks rather than between your two toes. And that should stop the blistering. And then the final thing that you can do is actually to do a little bit of modification of the shoe. So if it's catching on a particular point, and provided it's not the sole, so it's not underneath the foot, if it's on the side of the foot or on the toes, you can actually cut away part of that shoe, and that'll stop the friction happening at that point of contact, and that'll also help to largely reduce that blistering.
Awesome stuff, Lindsay. Yeah, and Bruce Fordyce tells a funny story about how he used to turn or put sunroofs on his shoes, brand new pair of shoes, cut the toe box off, and you're good to go. There we go. I hope that helps. Don't forget to use that hashtag, achieve more, up for grabs, Nokia Lumia 640, also a brand new Fitbit. If you are training this week, pop it onto social media. Tell us exactly what you did, and don't forget the hashtag, okay? We're back again in just a couple of days' time for myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry. Cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.